Can we get some passion from the longtime manager of the Boston Red Sox? Can we get some anger? Can we get? Can you sit there and tell us that it was a dumb mistake and it cost you the baseball game when you need to be winning baseball games?
How about you say that, listen, it was a bad play by Narvaez, but ultimately the reason why we lost this game is because I botched it at the top of the 10th by not playing a little small ball.
I mismanaged the ball game.
The catcher's interference. All right, we probably lose the game anyways because it's bases loaded and no outs. So either way, we're probably going to lose this baseball game. But I didn't give us – I mismanaged it for us to be in the best position to win the game.
That's Cora, though. You're only going to get him fired up if somebody's criticizing one of his guys. Like, Cora's not going to get fired up to criticize one of his own. That's not his personality. It never really has been. He's always a guy that if you see him fired up, it's because he doesn't agree with what somebody's saying about one of his people.
Well,
say he should have managed when his graduation
was going. Then he should be fired up that you came off a 10-game win streak and the time to win baseball games is now, and you are, this part of the schedule,
right,
since they started winning when Curtis was in another state, has been circled as being very important for this baseball team because it's a fair test of what you are.
Right.
And they're failing it.
If you don't make the playoffs, I'd probably say that I would probably do it if I was the owner. If Red Sox don't make the playoffs, I fire Alex Cora at the end of the season. Because there's no way you can say, all right, we're going to continue to keep going with this guy who, in the first half of seasons, has done decent jobs. He's done a good job. But in the second half of the season, this will be, 4 years in a row, he's not been able to manage this team to where we expect him to go.
In the Twitch chat, which you can participate in every day if you are watching this show on Twitch, you could do the same on YouTube. But in the Twitch chat, Lucy in the car says, Greg, the clubhouse chemistry is great. What more do you want? So I am guilty of believing that the chemistry on this team prior to the break was certainly a factor in winning baseball games. Maybe something happened during the break.
No, I think the clubhouse...
Maybe somebody wasn't invited to Nantucket with Roman Anthony.
Maybe.
Clicks are forming.
I think the clubhouse chemistry is great. I mean, it's
It doesn't
great.
Matter in baseball. It never has. It's the most individualized team sport in the country. They are all independent contractors. I know 25 guys, 25 cabs, but you can't tell me that in 2004... they all hated Schilling and the blowhard nature and all that stuff. He and Pedro didn't get along. They won because they were so effing good. And that is also on the manager. Francona was brilliant at navigating egos and getting guys to play despite their feelings about someone else. I just watched Cora, and what you said, Greg, I couldn't agree more with. Have a little fire. That is an awful way to lose a game. You saw social media when that game ended.
Yeah.
People were enraged. Why? What does it hurt you to just say, I can't believe we lost a game like this. This is sickening. The season is now, there's only 60 games left. We got to win, 40 of them.
Right.
And
what terrifies me, I know we talked about it earlier, but are they now going to look at this team based on their performance since the break as not worthy of investing in for this season?
I would.
You would?
If you show me, and I told you, these
are... When I say investing, I mean making a big move that is, at some risk when it comes to the future, but is a move for the now. Like a Jaren Duran move or whatever.
Right. Well, if I could get more for Jaren Duran in the offseason, I look at this season based on, and we talked about these series coming out of the All-Star break, I look at it and go, all right, well, you can't beat the good teams consistently. Why would I invest into a team that's not going to be able to make some noise.
What about this, Greg? Trade for an incredibly talented yet underachieving third baseman with the San Francisco Giants. Maybe they could get him here.
Well, why, no, I can't.
Why would you invest, Greg? If you have them.
Because
why would you?
Because you have to. You have to improve the club.
But if you see that the club is not going to get any better and you could get
more.
Well,
by definition, you would get better.
Right, but if you could get more for Duran, and this is the baseball Brett take, if you could get more for Duran in the offseason, and based on the performance of what your team looks like, you know, the first 15 games after the All-Star break, and it looks like you're not going to be able to do much, then wait till the offseason. I would invest.
But up until the last 3 years, this isn't even a conversation. The notion that the Red Sox would not add at the deadline was a foreign concept.
Right, but they're a whole new different ball club.
Well, not according to Sam.
Well, they're a whole new different ball club in the fact that out of the last, what, it looks like 3 years in a row you finished in, what, last place?
It's a special time.
And now you're on pace to maybe not finish in, probably not finish in last place.
I mean, we're a game back from the Yankees right now. So it's like, all right,
back from the Yankees and what?
Well, they're 55 and 45. We're 54 and 48.
Yeah, but you're a wild card team, but I thought you were talking about the division. You're six behind Toronto.
Correct.
Who cares about the Yankees?
I'm just saying, like, it's not we're
Bob and Warwick.
You keep saying that, well, we're probably not going to come in last. I don't think we're going to come in last at all. So do they look at this as, okay, well, it's a bit of a jump from the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, but if
Alex Cora has improved a little bit.
No, my thing is, I don't think you're going to come in last place, but if you don't make the playoffs,
It doesn't matter.
This was a epic fail, and the fact that if you go out, like I said, 15 games, because if you look at these, you know, the Phillies, the Dodgers, the Twins, the Astros, if you go through that stretch, and I think the Astros might be right up until the trade deadline, a little bit after it, if you get through this and you're like, well, we only won two games in our last 10 games, why would I invest in a team like
because
that?
Because that's the team you invest in. They obviously have huge issues you need to find.
But if you're not very good.
And it's also tough because the Yankees after the Blue Jays got the Phillies, the Rays, and the Marlins.
And I think that, and even Sam Kennedy talked about it when we had him at Lake Winnipesaukee, is like, what type of team are we? If you come out of this All-Star break and you win two games and nine, would you invest?
Curtis, welcome back. Text for you.
Oh, God bless.
Wanting Devers back is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Classic Curtis.
It was tongue-in-cheek there.
I couldn't find a lineman.
Sarcasm's like a second language to me. What movie?
Curtis is correct. Mm-hmm. Like, they... I hope that they are looking at this season as one in which they are willing to go for it, regardless of what happens during this period of time after the All-Star break.
Well, then you're in favor of messing with the chemistry then and trading Durant.
Yes, I think you have to mess with the chemistry at this point.
To use your most valuable assets to get you what you can get.
Yeah, whether it's Durant or whether it's... Well, you're Abreu.
I would keep Abreu.
Who has a couple more home runs than Rafael Devers does. I don't know. Like, fans.
So let me ask this question.
Don't you think fans are getting sick of it?
Right, but let me ask this question. If in these nine games that you're playing against the Cubs, which you won one, let's say you win one against Philadelphia and one against the Dodgers.
They're going to win one of these games against the Phillies. Like,
okay, so you
got to hope, but they're 11-3 going into the game tonight. So, like, yes,
you would invest. You would invest in a team
I don't think that they're going to only win one game in the next week.
No, I said one game against Philly and one game against the Dodgers. Lost all three series. You would invest in this team?
They've already invested in the team. They spent a ton of money in the offseason. It would all be for naught if they don't make the playoffs.
That's my point.
So then what are you – I don't know what you're arguing.
Because
of course
you're not,
you invest. You already have invested.
You're not going to get much if you're not willing to move on from guys like Duran.
Yes, they have one of the best farm systems in baseball.
You have a ton of prospects.
What are you talking about?
All right. So then, so you're saying you're going to get a lot for the prospects?
Of course.
Yes.
All right. Well,
that's
then
the whole purpose of prospects. My entire life as a Sox fan.
All right,
you
well,
use them to get players at the deadline because you can afford to sign guys in free agency.
All right. So if then if they fail that way, they can use the prospects. Then maybe they will get rid of some of those guys and go out and get a Nathan Eovaldi or a Joe Ryan that we've talked about.
Well, it's not. It's, it does. It's not good currently.
No,
but that's okay. Baseball, you can turn things around with one win one tonight, Curtis. Anything can happen.
You know what I say? Momentum is as far as your next starting pitcher. So tonight, Dick Fitz takes on New England on his back.
Not great, Bob.
One right. Swing of the bat.
Yeah.
We are gonna get to the Jackson Five
yes.
Coming up next. Don't be that excited.
I'm pretty excited.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, your week off.
Jackson 5 coming up, and then Hill Notes at 9:20 on today's show.